The Book of Amos, from the New American Bible. Judgment of the Nations, Chapter 1. The words of Amos, a shepherd from Tekoa, which he received in vision concerning Israel, in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. The Lord will roar from Zion, and from Jerusalem raise his voice. The pastures of the shepherds will languish, and the summit of Carmel wither. Aram. Thus says the Lord, for 3 crimes of Damascus and for 4, I will not revoke my word. Because they threshed Gilead with sledges of iron, I will send fire upon the house of Hazael, to devour the castles of Ben-Hadad. I will break the bar of Damascus. I will root out those who live in the valley of Avon and the sceptered ruler of Beth-Eden. The people of Aram shall be exiled to Kir, says the Lord. Philistia. Thus says the Lord, for 3 crimes of Gaza and for 4, I will not revoke my word. Because they took captive whole groups to hand over to Edom, I will send fire upon the wall of Gaza to devour her castles. I will root out those who live in Ashdod and the sceptered ruler of Ashkelon. I will turn my hand against Ekron, and the last of the Philistines shall perish, says the Lord God. Tyre. Thus says the Lord, for 3 crimes of Tyre and for 4, I will not revoke my word. Because they delivered whole groups captive to Edom, and did not remember the pact of brotherhood, I will send fire upon the wall of Tyre to devour her castles. Edom. Thus says the Lord, for 3 crimes of Edom and for 4, I will not revoke my word. Because he pursued his brother with the sword, choking up all pity, because he persisted in his anger and kept his wrath to the end, I will send fire upon Teman, and it will devour the castles of Bozrah. Ammon. Thus says the Lord, for 3 crimes of the Ammonites and for 4, I will not revoke my word. Because they ripped open expectant mothers in Gilead while extending their territory, I will kindle a fire upon the wall of Rabbah, and it will devour her castles amid clamor on the day of battle and storm wind in a time of tempest. Their king shall go into captivity, he and his princes with him, says the Lord.